Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for August 1st through 5th. This was a... Why did we not start end of July and August back in June?
I don't know.
This was a good week.
It was a very good week. But it went together so seamlessly.
I know.
That I was confused, so I didn't watch until yesterday.
And I pulled a U and didn't watch until yesterday. I watched Monday night and then didn't watch anything until yesterday. Okay. I just didn't have the time or the brain power to focus on it until yesterday afternoon when it was nice and rainy here. So I was like,
yes,
it's a soap opera Saturday.
Exactly. So I laid in my comfy bed and was watching and just watching and watching. And then I got a little tired because I'd been up late the night before. And I was like, I'm going to turn it off here and take a nap. And when I get back up, I will finish it. And then we went out to dinner with my son and we came home and I was like, man, I still have a bunch of GH to watch. I turned it on. I had a half of Friday's episode left and that was all.
Did you not check your time before you do that?
I went back through and like fast forward through Wednesday and Thursday because I was convinced that I was so behind because they all just went together perfectly.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I was disappointed with Friday's cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever day the stuff with Esme happened was supposed to be a Friday.
Yeah. And
then they had to push back.
So whatever's
going
to be tomorrow is going... I mean, we've been preempted 6 days, so we're still kind of on that track, maybe?
I don't know.
But I had a couple... We have some stuff to talk about before we get into this week's recap.
Okay.
As I was editing last week's episode, we also forgot to add that the headline for Michael would have been ex-lover kills ex-wife, current lover, pregnant with his child's mother, because Sasha was with Michael.
Yes.
So current girlfriend's mom, ex-wife, current girlfriend's mom was killed by drugged out ex-lover, even though she was not drugged out.
Right.
But that's what...
That would have been a good headline.
Yeah. Port Charles Playboy.
You just love to call him a playboy.
No, because they need to sensationalize him, and he's the rich, handsome young guy. That's what they typically call him. He is definitely not
that. Not at all.
Definitely not. But we can get into Michael's stuff in a little bit. Ken Schreiner, they say, celebrated 45 years this year,
which is crazy.
But they don't celebrate everyone. Okay, so here's my... Okay, Ken Schreiner debuted as Scott Baldwin 45 years ago.
Right.
However, he was not on from... He took a break from somewhere on 66 to 69. Between 75 and 77, there was a gap. Mm-hmm. 83 to 87. 93 to 97. 2004 to 2007. And then 2008 to 2013. He's been on since 2013, to now, more frequently. But, like, he's definitely taken some breaks. Unless they are starting with him and then... continuing, going to say...
Maybe that's why he doesn't get a big episode, though, is because of those breaks in between. Like, Elizabeth's on 25 years?
Yeah!
Last
year was Carly's 25th year, and they didn't do anything. And I feel like even though it wasn't the same actor...
The character has
been around, and we should have definitely done something there. Especially to help us. August 1st, 1997... was the first time we saw Elizabeth sitting on Graham's porch smoking a cigarette.
There was stuff on there because she finally did the ABC Soaps podcast.
Yes, she did.
And was talking about all that and the reminiscing with everything. So anyway, I feel like maybe they did make a bigger deal about her because she has been on the whole time.
What was I doing that day?
I don't know. I don't know your calendar. I'm sorry.
I mean, I try to keep up with social media, but you miss a day. I don't know.
Right, because she's never taken a long break.
She was let go, and then the fans complained so much that they brought her back, which that's a whole thing in and of itself.
Right.
But yeah. Okay, cool.
So that's why, I think that's why she's more promoted of her 25 years than Scotty is for his 45, which is still not okay, because that's pretty impressive.
I was going to say, I'm like, I'm not trying to, but it's the same thing as, I mean, Jeannie Francis has taken how many breaks?
Right.
We have had the character of, and actually she's not the original character and he's not the original Scott. So there's that, but not trying to pull away from that. Rebecca Herbst has been on for 25 years.
Yes.
That's impressive.
I don't know how that's possible, because in my head, we're still exactly all 17. The same time.
Exactly the same,
same age.
She looks exactly the same. Hi, I am just
I don't think she looks exactly the same, but I think she's aged perfectly.
Beautifully. Yes. Very, very much.
Absolutely look at any picture of her and be like, yep, that's who that is.
So I will tell you where I have gotten stuck on social media lately is Marcus Coloma's reels with Maurice Bernard.
Yes.
Are killing me. I mean, if you are not on Instagram and you are not following Marcus Coloma's reels, they are just delightful. And he and Maurice does them too, but they were planning on kidnapping Ken. I don't think that they have. I didn't check this morning to see if they actually did it. But they had part one and part two where they were trying to find pantyhose. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Celebrate International Friendship Day with two different. Look at, they have like a little mojito and a Manhattan.
That's cute.
And MetroCourt and Charlie's Pops glasses. We need to get those for whenever. I was going to make another cocktail today and I just ran out of time. I didn't run out of time. I have the same 24 hours as everyone else. I just did not put it as a priority on mine.
Gee, I don't know why.
Yeah, there was no part three yet. So we don't know if Ken's okay.
Okay.
But as of yesterday, they were, what are pantyhose? But
that's funny.
They are so, so much, because the actor who plays, what's his name? Evan Hoffer plays Dex.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice had him dance for him.
Oh my.
And then out of the closet comes Cynthia Watros, which I don't understand why we don't use this personality of hers.
True.
I don't know. I just feel like they could do so much more with her. But
they want her to be too uptight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she was super cute coming out dancing and everything. But
I'll have to check it out.
Yes. And reels are short, so it's nice and easy to keep track of. And then we have a couple emails, and oh my goodness gracious, this one is from March 10th.
Oh, we're a little behind. Sorry.
Sorry, Daniel Horrigan. Again, apologizing if I'm mispronouncing your name as well. Lucy has been talking about the baby she lost lately in regards to Brando and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
So this was 6 months ago. I'm sorry. Just about. Still, some deep digging indicates that Lucy and Kevin had a stillborn baby in 1997. Ryan was presumed dead at this time. Could Lucy and Kevin be Esme's parents?
Ooh, I like that.
Esme certainly gives Lucy vibes, albeit a less, more twisted version. I'm going to go with he means Lucy is the less twisted version, because, right. I mean, she is a little bonkers,
mm-hmm.
but Esme is just cruel. The dates don't quite add up, but they're not too bad.
In soap world, yeah.
But do they ever in daytime? Just a thought. And then also about a half hour later, did I even reply to you? I am so, so sorry. There's also a version of this where Lucy is her mother and Ryan is the father, but that's too gross to consider. Meaning Ryan pretended Kevin.
Ew.
To be Kevin was with Lucy, but I don't think ABC daytime will go there. They almost did though.
They did.
With Laura.
Yes.
And they did with Ava.
Yes. But Ava hadn't slept with Kevin.
Correct.
So.
Right.
She wouldn't know the difference.
I don't think
between
twins are
brothers.
That identical.
Wow.
I don't know. But so I thought that was.
I love that.
Very, very interesting.
Mm.
And then we received an email from Ashley saying, bravo to you both. First for you, your wedding speech, Shannon. It was beautiful. And also second for realizing that kids have feelings about moving into your significant other's home and consulting on them would be the proper thing to do. She also thought when they first put up the elevator sign was who's going to be stuck in there. So it was not just me waiting for something to happen. Your theories about Ryan's feelings towards Esme, suppose for a second they were real and not an act. So like my take was they were real. You thought that it was not.
Yeah.
What if Esme comes up dead? Can you imagine the fallout from a war with Ryan avenging his beloved daughter and Victor doing everything he can to protect his family?
Ooh.
Ryan versus Victor.
Yes.
That would be interesting.
That would be really good.
But where did the Ice Princess and Demeter go? Where? Correct.
Yeah.
Don't know. No, we've been mentioning the Ice Princess occasionally.
It's like they solved it all. Right. They solved it all with Jennifer announced dead.
Yeah. And lastly, I understand your comparison of Drew and Jason. And while they are a lot alike, I don't think they have the same relationship with Carly. Jason always enabled Carly, putting her needs above all else. Drew may be loyal and care about her a lot. They haven't been through as much together to have that same bond. And I don't think he'll go along with her schemes and plans like Jason would, which is why she didn't tell him about Nina and Willow. Plus, the chemistry between Laura Wright and Cameron Matheson is off the charts where I'm sitting. Sorry this is so long, but I have a problem holding my tongue. You're totally fine. Brilliant as always, ladies.
Love it.
So, brought up a good point, though, because I don't think either of us, and I at least was talking from my perspective, I don't feel like we are saying that Drew is acting like Jason.
Right.
My perspective is that Carly seems to be falling for him. And she keeps saying, Jason was my person. Jason had me count to 10.
Right.
And he's saying, I can do that for you.
Yes.
So
she's projecting Jason onto him and then turning around saying, oh, I like you so much because you're just like Jason. And he's like, no, I can be here for you in similar ways.
Right.
But I am not Jason.
If they have her fall for him based on him being a great father to Scout, being whatever business he winds up being in, you know, like if they actually find, I feel like the connection that they're having right now is based on
Jason. Yes.
And her finding the similarities. I don't think that Drew is portraying those similarities.
No.
I think that they're trying to. Okay. So
yeah, she's allowed to fall in love with Drew if she actually falls in love with Drew.
Because she keeps saying that he's just like Lila. And that was the only Quartermain that Jason was really close with.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But I mean, I liked all the thoughts.
Yes.
You know, it's always nice to hear other perspectives because it could just be you and I that are getting the vibe that she's falling for him with her having Jason colored glasses on.
Mm-hmm. Jason colored glasses. I like that.
But yes. So I don't know. I thought that was a really interesting.
I love it. I love both of those. Thanks for the input.
I am so excited about the Esme. I don't think it's going to happen. And I feel so bad because perhaps if I had read that 4 months ago, the writer that's listening would have been like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Daniel, I'm so sorry I let you down. Okay. All right. So we can get started on this week.
Okay.
Hulu headlines are Monday, Trina is called to the stand.
Yeah.
Yes. Tuesday, Curtis takes action to get information.
Okay. So this week's headlines are stating the obvious.
Oh, no. Wednesday, Nina crosses with a keyed up Sasha.
No, but okay.
I did like the play on words, though, with the keyed up.
Yeah.
Because she did what she did. But also keyed up means nervous, tense, or excited, especially before an important event. Creative use of language there.
Yeah, okay.
Thursday, Sunny tells Dex he has a job for him.
Yeah, that did happen. Thank you.
And Friday, Maxie, Brooklyn, and Lucy meet.
Yeah.
I feel like that should have said, okay, to grab the viewer's attention, it should have said, do damage control.
Right.
You know, just to, yes, they did meet. That is, in fact, what they did. But why?
Mm-hmm. You're not pulling me in with any of those headlines. If I had never watched GH before and was thinking about it and read any of those, I would be like, nope, let's go to a different show suggestion.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Ow. Ow, ow, ow.
Just did not pull me in.
Okay. Where do you want to get started?
Monday started with the Silver Fox. That would have been a headline, even though it wasn't a really important part of the storyline. That would have been the headline that I would have made.
Yes. All. Can we stop using the phrase daddy? Please.
It's so gross.
Please.
Someone on
they
the
call
GH,
him that.
Someone on the GH set has a fetish, I think. We're just exploring it a little too much because.
Like, it's gross.
It is.
I'm sorry.
You can put those handcuffs on me anytime.
Daddy. I can't. I'm sorry. Like, I just,
yeah.
But I did like that they called him a silver fox because he is. Like,
he is. And I was fine with them commenting on him, but I thought that it was weird that Felicia said something. Your husband is very attractive. There have been quite a few Girl Scout moms that have pointed that out to you. If they were discussing him next to you and not being inappropriate, just like, oh, that guy's
cute. If they didn't know that he was my husband.
Right. Would you walk up to him and be like, and I'm Mrs. Silver Fox, and run over and give him a kiss like that? No, you would
I'd probably just go over and kiss him and be like,
exactly. Like,
that happened to us though once at the local water park.
Oh, really?
We were the four of us. So we had the kids.
Okay.
This was probably about 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
We're all floating in the lazy river and these two girls start yelling at him, asking what he's doing later. And he's like, hanging out with my family. Yeah. Like, and we were all there.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
So I just felt like Felicia is secure enough in her marriage that she does not need to point out to the younger girls, he's taken blah, blah, blah.
Oh, see, I didn't take that as an insecurity. I took it as a, yeah, he is hot and watch this.
I feel like I just wouldn't say it. I would, in my mind, be like, yep, that's right. That hot guy's mine. And walk over to him and be like, hey, babe, you want a drink? Here you go.
Yeah.
And maybe give him a little kiss, but not a make out kiss. I don't, that was just too much.
I find it interesting that I would take the more dramatic approach and you would be more reserved.
That is not typical.
Nope.
I don't think that I'm as outgoing in public as you are, though. I have to be comfortable.
Maybe. It would really depend, though. I think it would really depend. But, I mean, considering I was in that exact situation and I did not say anything.
That's funny.
But he did. Because right. They were talking directly to him.
Did they call him Daddy? Hey, Daddy.
God, no. Especially in front of our kids. The kids would have been like, what? How are you their dad?
That would have been so funny. Oh my God.
Especially the ages they would have been. They would have been like 8, 9.
I know.
They'd be like, what do you mean?
Now I wish that that's what they would have said. Hey, Daddy, what are you doing later?
Ew.
Then Shannon would have said something.
She'd yeah. Like,
no.
Like, excuse me. But apparently I need to get umbrellas for our drinks.
Yes.
Because they have umbrellas in the drinks.
They do. So. They do. Felicia was playing with hers as she was sipping her yummy drink. But anyway.
I wish they had said what they were having. Because then, like, I'm obsessed with these drinks now.
I can tell that.
Yes.
I can tell that. It did lead into a good conversation, yes, though, about how they may be older, but they're not old. And that he's not retiring anytime soon. And that maybe she wants to start working with Sam.
I know. And that he misses the floating rib.
Sam working with Felicia would be really good, mm-hmm, if we went the way of Lucy being Esme's mom. Because Felicia's of that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her uncovering that would be like, wowie zowie.
And of course, Lucy would be devastated because she thought that she had lost the baby.
But she wouldn't be annoying and obsessive like Nina with Nell.
I'm not entirely sure I agree with that.
I don't think she would be crazy. I think she would rehabilitate Esme, assuming that she's not dead. But I don't think that she would just like clean the slate and be like, oh, you're perfectly fine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lucy would hold her accountable for the things that she, yes, yes.
So we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, yes, and Mac needs to open up another bar.
Yeah. Maybe instead of making the floating rib the ELQ bank that they said they were, that the sign said they were going to, maybe he'll open one. I mean, he had the Outback.
Right. Or he could just open a different place.
He could open the Silver Fox.
Yes. Oh my God. That would be so funny. That is absolutely what they should name it.
Yes.
That would be so funny.
And it could be where all the older people go that still have like a nightlife and everything.
When they said that, it made me feel like a dork like you, because we've been watching Stranger Things and I was thinking of the silver cat thing for the mall. And I was like, I'm turning into Shannon. Stop.
I just don't like that Felicia said something about that she has no connection to the biological parents of Esme. She said something about, and I was just like, oh, crap.
Right. Stop saying that, because that means you do.
That means you are.
Yeah.
Or like Daniel said, could it be Lucy?
I really like Lucy better.
I love that idea, especially where it's totally unexpected and out of nowhere.
Yep. The Ben digging into the past lately, that would be really fun.
That would be a great, great. I really like that. Because Ryan did try to, I don't think he tried to sleep with Lucy, but he tried to get Lucy to believe that he was Kevin.
Yeah. That wouldn't be good for Sasha, though, because she'll be like, everybody else's dead kids come back to life. Mine will be here any day now.
Right? I don't like that.
I don't like that either. She'll be like, Jake, Elizabeth got Jake back, and...
But this is why we need Bobby, because if Bobby could talk to her, because yes. BJ's never come back.
Exactly. I don't know why they haven't had that conversation. Maybe they'll do it now that she's having her breakdown.
Maybe. Maybe
Bobby will help her now.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really nice. Do we just want to go into that?
Sure.
Oh, that hurt. They're turning her into Britney Spears. No, that's legit. Remember the back in the early 2000s when Britney took the umbrella to the paparazzi's car? As soon as that happened, and then later on when Martin is talking to him, talking to Brando about getting conservatorship or guardianship.
Yes.
It's...
That is exactly what happened. You're correct. I feel like Brando will do the right thing, though. He was so against it. And I was like, but you know what to do for her is right. And this is what she needs.
But that's the same struggle that I'm having with getting it for my daughter. It's suggested that I do. And I'm like, I don't want to put limitations on her independence. So like the way that he was like hesitant about it, because basically the same thing.
Right.
And the way that Martin said, okay, but is she able to do this? Is she able to do this? You know? And the thing that I have learned, I guess in my mind, legal always seems permanent to me. So it's, we're actually, I'm going to be getting POA because I've been having a heck of a time even helping her with anything financial or calling the doctors because she's over 18.
Right.
Even though they have in their records her diagnosis and she doesn't, and I do give her the independence that her comfort level.
Right.
She still asks me to go in the doctors with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I tell her, I'm like, I don't have to be in here. And she's like, no, I want you here. And I'm like, okay. And she talks for herself, but sometimes she'll like look at me and she's like, I forget, or I don't know how to explain that. And so I help. And I know that it's not the same thing as what Sasha's going through, but I understood Brando's hesitancy around it because I'm like, I don't want to do anything that's going to limit her. And the attorney said, you can do it just for 2 years.
Yeah.
And see where it goes. And she's like, and you can always cancel it too. And I'm like, oh.
Right. It doesn't have to be forever. And I feel like that's exactly what Martin's saying to Brando. Do it for 6 months. To make sure she gets the help that she needs. Because at this point, she wasn't even discussing what had happened until finally she told Gladys. But I didn't know why Gladys didn't come out and say, where is that girl that she's talking about?
Yeah.
Because that would have played a key point for that woman to say, no, no, no. She flipped out after he said something about her dead baby and whatever.
Right. And Smoltz is all over the, I have dash cam to prove it. Well, then your dash cam is also going to show you listening in and recording this conversation, and also you making that comment about
So
how she did not take that thing to his head.
Exactly. She had some good restraint there, just hitting his car in a windshield. Like, that's really cheap. Your insurance will replace that. Easy
Her husband has a garage.
Yeah,
sure, he can go find.
Yeah,
he will. I'm sure he won't even charge labor.
Right. Here's a new windshield. Have a good day.
And I just felt so bad, though, that Sasha was like, you know what? I just need to talk to somebody. I feel she made plans with that girl
to be friends. Yes. Yes. When she showed up there last week, that's not what I thought. Because we were talking about how annoyed we were that she put herself in that position if that's not what she wanted to do. But I feel like once she got there, the point of it was just have a conversation with someone who understands. A normal lunch out without people asking me all kinds of questions. Just a friendly lunch. Yes. And then that girl messed it all up by, I'm into true crime.
I'm sorry. I am. And I would not talk to, no.
No, you wouldn't ask me about how I ran down somebody's mom.
Not this soon.
No.
And not in that way.
Right. It's something if Sasha would have said, I'm really struggling with the fact that I hit her. She came out of nowhere, blah, blah, blah. Sure. Have the conversation. Be a friend. But no friend is going to say, oh, so why don't you tell me, were you high? Were you this? Were you that? Because I just love true crime.
Right. Like, that's not how that, no.
Mm-mm.
Nope. But to be fair, she's also not a journalist or,
right.
I mean, she's a cosmetologist, yes. a makeup artist. That's not her. Her skill set is not sneakily interviewing people
right.
to get.
I think she's going to come forward. When she sees this hit the paper, I think she's going to come forward because she was telling him that he needed to stop and that he was being ridiculously insensitive.
Yes.
So I hope so anyway, because it would be wrong for Sasha to get in trouble. Like, get help, absolutely, but get in trouble with the law? No, he deserved that.
There has to be some legal, but does it have to be to the extent that someone...
She should have to pay for damages, but she shouldn't be serving time.
Right. She needs the intensive therapy that Martin talked about. I love that Brando went to Sonny and that Sonny is really respecting his... Because Brando's like, no, seriously, I will do... And Sonny's like, no.
Yeah.
You have repeatedly told me and I will take care of it. Just don't ask any questions. We're good.
That's a good friend. Don't ask any questions. We got this.
I just feel bad... You would think, because it was very obvious, and so I actually don't know if this is the case. If someone is very obviously in a mental distress, would they actually keep her in the jail, or would they maybe transfer her to the hospital and say, listen, she needs to be put under psych evaluation, or at least under have a jail guard outside of her room so that nothing happens, but like she can't be by herself.
Right.
She needs to be watched to some degree.
I feel like they would. They all recognized that she was having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Keeping her at the jail was just absurd. If she would have got shot or a deep cut on her or something, they would have taken her to GH
right.
and had a guard outside her room, like you said. So why with mental health would they not do that?
Especially where it's already on record that she has had these episodes before exactly. and she has just been released from being under psychiatric care.
Right.
Why wouldn't they just say, listen, we do have to have a guard outside because there are legal things. She is going to have to go in front of a judge,
but right.
she can spend the night in the hospital instead of.
Yeah, I think they were just doing that to be
even
crazy.
Saying Brando cannot stay with her because you wouldn't be able to stay with her in a jail cell.
Right.
But this is the appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why they played it that way.
I love Gladys now.
Oh, she was very sweet.
I love how. She went from Brando's dead, Brando's alive. She's her. But like, she really, truly, truly is trying to help Sasha.
Yes. And that's why I'm saying she would have ran out instantly and said, we need to ask this other chick what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the way reporter guy said it, it was like, it was just the two of them. She walked up, saw him, grabbed the thing and started slamming it into his windshield. That's not what happened.
Right. Right. And then Lucy, Brooklyn and Maxie. Meet.
Yes. I felt bad for Lucy because she was correct. They have to think of the stock and think of the image that they're projecting and all of that. And maybe Sasha is not right for that position right now.
Exactly like you just said, right now. And even Lucy said, like, at this time, we need a face of deception, you know, and if they want to, I love the press release that they're putting out. Though.
Yes.
I wish that they had named some names of organizations, but that's mm-hmm. okay. But I love that they're focusing on the mental well-being of their family. And I love how Maxie was like, our family.
Yes.
And they're donating $1 million.
$1 million, yeah.
To that IPO really did some good things.
It did.
But they're right, you know. And I mean, I don't know who it would be, who they'd bring in as the new face of deception. I don't know.
How about Trina?
If she gets off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
She's of age now.
Well, how old was... Oh, yeah, I guess they were older. I was thinking Liz and Gia. Oh, my gosh! And then we can bring Gia back again and have her coach Trina on how to be the face of deception.
That would be good.
Where is Aunt Tria Gia?
On some other show. Didn't we already talk about that?
We did. But still.
No, that would be good.
Oh, that would be good. I mean, they can't... I mean, if she gets convicted, they can't exactly have
right.
her...
Right. But they should at least do a story on her.
Yes.
Crimson should do a story on her. I know they're not the same, but you know what I mean.
Huh. I guess we could just go into that now. Nina's talking about how she has no experience to run a hotel. So she's just not working at Crimson now?
I don't understand. I don't get any of it. You don't learn how to run the hotel just by standing there bossing people around.
You don't learn how to do anything doing that.
And that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, it did prove the point that the restaurant's on the bottom, though.
It's not.
It is. It is not on the roof. Did you see all those trees and stuff in the background?
Have you ever been on a rooftop that has a garden?
But it's not that big. That was more than a garden. Those were trees in the background.
Yes.
Like trees.
All right, we need to get you places.
I feel like
there are places that have
definitely on the bottom
rooftops.
I know, especially in major cities. No, I'm still convinced that it's on the first level.
What are you Googling? I know that's a thing. I'm saying, like, that's rooftops in New York City that have trees on them. Like, those are big.
But it's still not the same. I feel like those were really big trees behind them.
Are you talking about the garden or the rooftop restaurant? Because that was the restaurant. That was the rooftop restaurant. Or was that the garden? I have no idea. They need to seriously at least be labeling these things.
I felt like that was a restaurant, but it was not on the roof.
I'm going to disagree.
All right, you can disagree.
I think that it was on the roof.
Okay. I need a picture of the roof. I cannot picture how this part's the pool and this part's the restaurant. I just don't see how it all goes together.
It's the entire roof because it's the rooftop pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the restaurant.
But I don't see how it connects. They are two completely different styles.
Well, they're not like right next to each other. They flow into each other, but not like there's walls.
I need a picture. I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
My creative vision is not there with them. I'm convinced that that is the bottom level. But anyway, she was learning just by observing, which is good. You should take it all in, but you need like the playbook. I'm sure there's a write-up of these are the servers. These are the busboys. Mm-hmm. This is this person's break. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Here's what's going on.
When I worked
in
restaurants, I trained managers.
Yeah.
Like even experienced managers who came from other restaurants in the way of that company.
Exactly.
They were called managers in training.
Right.
And I was the store trainer. Well, one of the store trainers.
Yes.
I trained the MITs.
Right.
Even though they were going to be managers, like I trained them on the front end stuff, like on the server and bartender side.
Yes.
Because that's what I did. I didn't train them as cooks because I have no clue.
Exactly.
I did no pantry.
So just saying, Olivia won't teach me anything, so I'm going to learn it this way. Mm-mm. You're going to clash heads even more because you're going to have ideas that don't align with Olivia's ideas because Olivia has the whole picture and you're just taking bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Why don't you just sell the restaurant like everyone's told you? Or sell the hotel like everyone's told you?
Yeah. I don't know.
Frustration. But yeah, that was like all of Nina this week. Just, wow, I'm trying to learn this because Olivia won't teach me.
There wasn't much of her though. But like that was really it.
That was really it. So then keeping up with the Trina stuff.
Okay.
I liked that Jocelyn was trying to make Cameron keeping the secret of Spencer trying to get Esme the same as Sunny. And Carly was like, no, not the same thing, honey. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. If Joss blackmailed Sunny into buying, I don't think that Carly would go for it. And I love that Carly was telling Joss, like, seriously, I'm over it. Like, you just get over it. The more you dwell on it, the more you get stuck in it. But I mean, he made his decision. She knows that she has to move on. So she did.
Right.
Or is.
I liked it. It was a short mother-daughter moment, but I felt like it really summed up everything. And when Joss saw, what's his name?
Ross?
Dex.
Rocks.
I said Ross. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said Rocks.
No, that'd be an interesting name.
No, Dex. I actually have a friend named Rock, but it's because squirrel moment. Oh my gosh, it's actually a literal squirrel moment. Oh no.
Oh no.
Because
I will remind everyone that we weren't drinking this episode.
Because when he was little, he wore the little aviator hat like Rocky the squirrel from Rocky and Bullwinkle, and so people call him Rock.
Oh, okay. I'd like to know what his therapy bills are now, but okay.
It probably zero. Like that's what I mean, that's on his business card. It has like his real first name, quote Rock.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, that's who he is.
Literal squirrel moment. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I didn't say Rock. I said Rock. And you're saying, no, that's not right. It's Dex.
Dex.
Why can I not remember his name?
I don't know.
Every week I'm like, what's his name? So Dex talking to the foreman of the jury, mm-hmm. and saying, I need you to have it go this way. And Joss walked out and saw that and then went right back into Carly and was like, now I caught him doing another bad thing because of Sunny. And she's like, yeah, but sometimes you just have to accept he's swaying the jury the correct way. And that's what's best for Trina. So shut up.
Well, exactly. She's like, do you really think that Sunny is going to stop helping you?
Right.
You know, and I think it was Dex that said you have benefits that you're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's your ex-stepfather.
Right.
You know, like...
Yeah, you don't stop caring about someone just because your parents get divorced.
I think she's getting a lot of grown-up lessons right now.
Yes. That
you don't always have to respond in the way that she wants to. And, I mean, Carly had Cam's side on keeping the secret, mm-hmm. you know? And...
Right. Joss is a teenager, and she sees things in black and white. And she needs some adult experiences to see that sometimes there is some gray in there. And I just liked the way that Carly was presenting it to her. Yep.
Stop wasting your energy on that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Think it through and then let it go.
Right. And she also does not owe her daughter an entire explanation, but she's giving her as much insight as she can to help her with her own understanding.
Yes.
I was glad that Cam was finally like, thank goodness I can finally tell you all this. But then she seriously gave him crap over it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm getting annoyed, because it's like, how could she not see that that truly did benefit Trina?
Right. Maybe she just didn't like the idea that if it came back later, it could seem like Trina was guilty and needed that extra help.
Yeah.
Even though she did not.
Yeah. So I guess we could work backwards from that.
Okay.
Just go to trial. They had a 30-minute recess, and I agreed.
Another one.
I was like, why are we not timing the recesses? And Diane telling Trina she needs to be the heroine of her own story was one of my favorite moments this week. I absolutely loved it. And I loved how she questioned her and how, you know, she was like, so you put Spencer's needs before yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an act of love.
Yes. Trina teared up. That was so good. Genuine. But
I
good.
Like her and Rory, but I love
the look on Spencer's face, the smile that he got.
Oh my God. Gosh.
That was, it made y'all mushy inside.
It did. And the way that he just looks at her after when he's getting arrested and he's like, it's going to be okay. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, totally fine here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not.
But I was with Jocelyn. She walked over and was like, look, you did a really good thing that no one thought you were capable of, but that does not mean that she's with you. Leave her alone. She's talking to Rory.
Yep. Or like, not now.
Right. We'll see what happens.
Right. Wait this one out. But she admitted that she was attracted to Victor Spencer until January.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she did not know if the feelings were reciprocated.
I know. I felt like that was kind of not a lie because she didn't know. But how do you not know? He gave you that book. And that's what Esme was jealous about.
Well, as far as we knew, this is Trina's first relationship. So we've never seen her be wooed.
True.
I think now reflecting back, seeing what Rory is doing for her
mm-hmm.
with going to the museum and stuff like that, you know, she could be like, oh, wait, Spencer was kind of doing stuff like this, too.
Yes.
Maybe he did like me.
I like the scene with her and Rory, too, because I felt like that's totally where I would have been. Like, this is too complicated now. I understand. You're off the hook. We don't have to date anymore. And if you don't even want to be friends, that's okay, too. I'm really sorry. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Yep. I like them, though. They're very, very sweet.
Yes.
Loved Diane saying assistant district attorney. And she said it in the way that was just like so condescending.
I love Diane.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have her as my lawyer for real life.
Join a mob. Maybe you can. Have maybe. A mob connection. Maybe.
All right. One can only hope. Let's start looking for one.
I did think it was funny, though, when Nicholas was freaking out over Spencer telling the truth.
Yes.
Spencer was so much more the adult there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
Right. I had to tell the truth. Everything will work itself out.
Yes.
And then Nicholas, I need to tell you something. And he's like, no, you don't. You can tell me later. Whatever you need to tell me seems like it's an in-depth conversation.
Right.
I'm dealing with this over here right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where do you want to go now? Do we want to?
Oh, well, talking about the trial and stuff. So Curtis wanted to wake up.
Yes.
Wake up, pull him out of his coma.
I don't know why I like his name so much.
I don't know why you do either, but yes, wanted to pull him out of his coma, and TJ's like, we really shouldn't, but I guess I can, blah, blah, blah. And then Portia's like, nope, you'll have nothing to do with this, neither one of you.
Yep.
And then Curtis is like,
wait, you mean you're going to do it? Like,
it took him a minute to get there.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Yes. You should know that Portia's not going to let someone else take the fall for something that's going to help her daughter.
I was kind of with Curtis, though, when I thought she was, the way that she was so adamant about, nope, this isn't happening. Like, TJ, your career is going to be over before it even starts, you know, things like that. And it wasn't until she said something about how she can't let him do it.
Then you got and what then she was saying.
I started to tear up because I'm just like, with her whole speech of, this is what I signed up for when I'm her mom. Like, this is what I have to do. And I'm like, yes, that is what we have right. to do.
That is the mom's job.
But why is there so much DNA at Oz's place? Did you hear them? They're like, there is so much DNA in that place that we're going to have to. And I'm like, wait, what?
No, I don't want to think about that. Thank you.
And then that got mentioned. Oh, it gets mentioned later. Again, there was a lot of DNA talk about.
There was
about,
a lot of DNA talk about how we how, all spread DNA all
I know. Place. And it's kind of like, ew.
Right.
Ew, ew.
Lots of DNA talk.
DNA is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that Jordan. Okay. Anybody else keep forgetting that that's Jordan now?
Oh, absolutely. Every time she walks she goes up, I'm like,
who's that? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Jordan.
Yes.
I like her, though. I like how she is teetering on, okay, here's as far as I can go. Like, I, like, what did, she called him out on something. She's like, oh, so you got that from the file that you just grabbed?
Yes.
But also saying, following Curtis's trail of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And then her saying, okay, well, Britt told me this, and Spencer's the one who came
right.
and said this, and the only connecting would be Esme did that also to Trina, and now also this with Oz.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want, I hope Oz does not die. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all know that he's going to, because now Portia's going to get in trouble for all of that. Ooh, or do you think she's going to get away with it, and then she's going to have to eat that guilt, live with that guilt?
I think that she's going to get away with it. I think that we're setting Portia up to eventually crack and spill all of her secrets.
Hmm. Trying to think of where else that could go, though.
I don't know, but I feel like it's a conversation that would happen, not necessarily right now, but she'll do this and she won't tell anyone and she'll get away with it. And then later, Trina, like, she'll say to Trina, why wouldn't you have come forward and told the truth about Spencer, blah, blah, blah. And she'll be like, well, I had to protect, like, I was doing it to protect someone that I care about. And then it'll flip to, well, you took someone out of a coma to protect me, so what's the difference?
And you lied about who my father was to protect Dad.
Right.
And Curtis, because Curtis wanted no part of an affair, and Taggart didn't deserve that.
Exactly.
So, no, but I really like Portia. I think that she has a genuinely good heart, and she's just made some decisions.
Right. She made decisions that she thought was in everyone's best interest. And as a person, as a parent, that's all we all do every day.
Yep.
So I feel bad that she's going to have to deal with the fallout of her decision when it was coming from a good place. But
right.
It was a really big decision that's going to have a fallout. So
I just hope Oz doesn't die. That way he can say, yeah, it was Esme.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's going to die. I don't know. I don't know what else we're going to do with him, but I don't think he's going to die. Maybe he can be reformed and be the bartender at Mac's new
yes!
Silver Fox bar.
Yes! The Silver Fox Hole.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. We are so clever.
Yes.
Anyway.
Let's just finish. Let's just round it out.
Okay.
Ava and Esme.
I love Ava.
Oh, my gosh. I was so excited.
I was so mad that she fell with the paper in her hand.
Yeah, but maybe it'll be stuck like in a rock or something.
I hope so, because I really wanted Ava to be able to read it.
The shoe.
They did only find the shoe.
Although Ava, like, hello, you can survive that fall.
Yes.
Look at me.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm still here. I was surprised that that wasn't the Friday cliffhanger, which is what makes me think our days were off. And that, I'm sorry, was the worst fall in history off the parapet. The worst. She like flew over top of it. They weren't struggling up against it. She like pushed her and she flew backwards off of it.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm like a big, I love Avery Pohl. I think she is so good.
Oh, I think that she did wonderful.
Yes.
The whole scene was played out wonderful. The fighting inside was great with the tripping each other, and then the thing fell on her, and then she grabbed her and whatever.
The envelope was a letter to Maggie.
Yes. It flashed to her writing it where she said everything is okay, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking it says Ryan. I think
that's what
it, I'm pretty sure she says something about visiting Ryan is okay, or I promise I'll keep my distance from my dad or something like that. But, no, this, the fighting between them and just how evil Esme was saying, yeah, but you didn't care about your real daughter. Like Ava had to smack her. I'm sorry.
Yep.
There was no way not to at that point.
I would have 100%.
Exactly. I'm not one for violence, but you say that to me, I'm going to smack you.
You say something about my kid.
Yeah.
And it's
exactly. Especially questioning my love.
A little less likely that I will not react.
Right.
Yes. I think that I probably would have done the same thing.
Yes. And I like that it left that huge bruise on her lip because of Ava's rock. She's like, boom. That's going to be my new standard. I want to dive in so big it injures people when I hit them.
But this is where Nicholas was explaining to Ava that everyone's DNA is all over everyone else in the castle. And
ew.
I know that, but like, think about it. You have my DNA all over you because you sit on my couch.
Yes. I wanted Ava to be like, some people don't share DNA as intimately as you do, Nicholas.
Yes. But I mean, she wanted to call the police.
She should have called the police.
And he's like, no.
They don't do that. They'll think that you did it on purpose. It doesn't matter. Her calling the police and saying, listen, this is what happened is probably going to help her case even more that she didn't do it on purpose than hiding all of it.
Yep.
And speaking of cameras, do you really think they don't have cameras all over the outside
Windermere?
Of Windermere by now?
That's a really good question.
There should absolutely be a camera on the parapet. Absolutely. Like,
there also could very intentionally not be.
True. But if I was Ava, I would want a camera on there.
I mean, I don't know. It's the Cassadines. They want their privacy. They're on an island, to be fair.
True. No one should be on or off the island. I don't know. When your husband has affairs with that many people, I'd want cameras all over the place. Because she'd have found out.
He only had an affair with Esme.
Like this time.
He didn't have an affair before. I don't think there was even a question of possibility before.
Okay, the combination of him and Spencer, I would want cameras in my house. Because I don't think I would trust either of them. Especially once Esme moved in.
Okay, that one I'll give you. That one I'll be like, why didn't Ava at least have, you know, a nanny cam or something?
Exactly. Something somewhere. I don't know. But I feel like they'd have a security camera, not to catch someone doing something bad, but just a security camera, even though they're on the island.
But that's why they have the rocks.
How many people have shown up on that island that weren't supposed to be there?
I understand, but I'm just saying they're very old school.
Okay. And there's obviously a second way to get off the island, because that's how Oz got off the island.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you want to know that people weren't sneaking on the island that way?
I want to know how they have, like, the launches scheduled. How many people are coming and going? Because they'll say, like, I missed the launch to Windermere. Well, who else was going there?
Right, like, right. I would think you'd have to call, like, a taxi.
This isn't Ellis Island, right?
Yeah.
It's not a scheduled tour.
Right.
To the middle of the harbor.
I wouldn't think so.
Unless they do. Maybe that's how they maintain the upkeep. They have the private living quarters, but then the rest of it's a museum, and we just don't know.
No, I feel like when people say that, it's because it's a party, and then they have scheduled times.
Okay. Okay.
Like, please come to our Halloween party. The launch will leave at 7.
Every half 7:20, hour. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, I wanted the 7 o'clock launch, and I missed it, so now I'm standing here for 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Again, in my mind.
This is what we got from Esme falling off the parapet. But Esme fell off the parapet.
She did.
Oh, do you think she's not dead, right?
She's not dead.
I mean, she's not dead.
She's not dead. I don't know where. Well, since she knows how to get off the island.
Yeah.
Without people knowing, she should be able to get off the island and then be hiding somewhere. I actually think my, like, just plan in my head.
Maybe
is,
Catherine Bell's in the cave. She's gonna be like, come here, little one.
So desperate for Catherine.
No, like, I've said it a million times. I don't actually want her to come back because she died.
I think
she came back off the parapet, though. That's when she got paralyzed. Sorry. I was correcting myself.
You are in love with Catherine Bell. I think Esme is going to get off the island the way that she knows how to get off. She's going to go to Kelly's and tell Cam a sob story about how she can't be known to be alive because Ava was trying to kill her along with Sunny and blah, blah, blah. And that Cam is going to hide her and then there's going to be feelings there.
You really think Cam's going to fall for that?
Yeah. Because he was the only one. What's going to make him
give up? Just Joss's attitude lately is going to be what?
Okay.
I did like that Ava went to Sunny.
Yes. And he's like, what did you do? And she's like, that's not the point.
Yep.
Not going to go there, Sunny. Just help me out.
Yes. But her line of the week, I am better off on my own than with a man who betrayed me.
Yes.
Like, hit me. And I'm like, you're my spirit animal, Ava. Yes. I also love dirty martinis. Although I don't think she drinks dirty martinis. I think she just drinks martinis with olives.
But yeah, she has like an extra olive in there or something. Yeah. I prefer
dirty martinis.
Mm-hmm. I loved the fact because, yeah, he's like, well, you're just going to stay. Nicholas is like, you're just going to stay here and everything's like, going to be fine and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no.
She could really push that all around to be his fault.
Exactly.
She can still go to the cops and say, hey,
mm-hmm.
I saw him push her off.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yeah.
That would be so good. And she's going to get everything anyway because he cheated.
Yep.
So she can say he pushed her off because she wanted to tell that he cheated.
Yep.
Boom.
Okay.
Go, Ava, go. I love her.
Yes.
But yeah, I just liked the intensity of whenever he's like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I told you, you will never touch mm-hmm. me again.
Yeah. Like, you can try to help me out of this situation, but that does not mean we're back together. Sorry.
No.
Nope.
We will not be sleeping in this bed together tonight. Thank you.
Nope. And then Sunny has the job for Dex. And like you said, it was to go intimidate the jury foreman, Beckett.
Yes. And then he had Dex followed to make sure he actually went through with it. And he did what he was supposed to do.
And he didn't keep anything out that Joss interrupted. And
so they're still not going to know that he's actually working for Michael.
Yep.
I didn't like that Sam trusted Michael that much.
Real quick, though.
Yes.
Dex goes to leave the restaurant, or he leaves Sonny's office and calls Michael straight from the bar 6 feet away from Sonny's
mm-hmm.
office.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about cameras, pretty sure that they are definitely in there.
Right.
At least on the restaurant portion, not the...
Exactly. And he says, like, I'm just leaving your dad's now. What?
Yeah. All right, so you with Michael and Sam.
Oh, yeah, Sam comes out and Michael's yelling at somebody that she doesn't know. And mm-hmm. so she's like, oh, man, you're a hard boss. And he's like, no, it's just a lot of stuff going on. And she says, I know exactly what's going on. And then says whatever about Aurora. And he sits down and is like, oh, yeah, sorry. And then changes the subject to, by the way, Willow's pregnant. He did finally say what I wanted him to say of we're not telling the entire world because she's still in her first trimester. Thank you for that.
So I've been thinking about that a lot because why? The reason why they tell women not to say anything is because if something happens, why not let the woman have a support system of people who know what the heck is going on with her? Because losing a baby is not easy. I mean, I've never experienced that loss, but I cannot imagine going through all of that and having to keep it all in.
My perspective, because I have gone through it four times, is that it's hard to turn around and make that phone call after you've said, oh, guess what? I'm pregnant. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. What do you do? Blah, 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 blah. To then have to call that same 12 people up and be like, oh, by the way, I miscarried. Especially if it's like really quickly together, like you found out on Monday and then you miscarried on Friday or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then no one knows what to say. It's very awkward and like, not to be a jerk, but someone saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, thank you, but that doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I was just thinking, like, especially like, because I know they say not to say anything until 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just thinking, what is so wrong with the fact that.
I don't think it's wrong to tell your closest friends. I just don't think that you need to broadcast it to
like, third cousins
and put it on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. Because then you are. You know, just like anything else on Facebook, for example, a year from now, you don't want to see that pop up and be like, oh, you announced that you were pregnant. And then a week later, you announced you weren't pregnant anymore.
Right. Yeah.
That is awful. So
I had a friend completely not announce it until after she had the baby.
Wow.
Yeah. I had no idea because I hadn't seen her in a while. And I was just like, all right, she's busy, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, good for you.
Exactly.
Kind of explain some of your pictures though, because there was a lot where, I mean, she was definitely pulling off like the, she's not a frequent poster anyway. So mm-hmm. it's not like there were some, cause I had to go back through and right. I was like, all right, but you just posted that you were doing this. And I'm like, oh, but she's like sitting down. Oh, she's behind.
Does she have a big purse like they do on GH?
She's wearing a bubblegum dress.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I think. I would never say not to tell anyone, but I don't think that it needs to be broadcast through the entire town.
Yeah.
Or you're like,
I agree with that. But like, I was just really thinking about that. I'm like, what's so wrong with some people knowing, you know, cause what if something happens, you know?
No, I don't think it's wrong for people to know. I just, yeah, I feel like it's that having to go back and tell them.
I would just feel bad finding out that someone was going through something and I didn't know.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't need to know every single thing about everyone, but like,
no. I just know. So from my last experience with it, the kids found out on accident and then Megan was super excited. And so she told like everybody. And then whenever I miscarried, it was like, don't forget to tell your friend from science class that I've never met before that yeah. we're not going to have a baby because I don't want to meet her 6 months from now and her be like, oh, I thought you were having a baby.
Right.
Kind of thing. So that's where I would just keep it.
Gotcha.
Minimal.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Michael at least brought it up, acknowledged the yep. fact that it's usually safer to wait.
Did not like how blasé Sam was, though, mentioning Lulu's coma.
Right?
Like, she was on a business trip?
Yeah. You know Rocco's mom's not around anymore because she's in a coma.
She's in a coma, and that's kind of a big deal.
It works in Sam's favor, though.
Yeah, I guess, in a way. I don't know. I don't know.
I've never dated anyone with kids. Well, no, I have dated people with kids, but I've never been in a serious relationship with someone with kids because I think it would be difficult to have to deal with the other co-parent. So for Sam to not have to deal with Lulu.
Yeah, but they like each other.
I don't think they like each other now.
Why? She's the one who divorced Dante.
She divorced Dante because he needed her to divorce him because he was dealing with his problems.
She almost said yes to Dustin, though.
Dustin's dead.
She did say yes to Dustin.
Dustin's dead.
Yes, I know. That's how Lulu's in a coma.
Yes.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter. Dante is Lulu's, and it's not going to go over well.
I agree. If she comes out back, of her coma, I would love for them to get back together.
It is not going to go well for him to be like, oh, by the way, I'm now involved with my sister's sister. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, I just didn't like how dumb Sam was there because she is supposed to be a PI. No, you shouldn't be suspicious of everyone, but the way that Michael was just like, what do you know? Oh, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm upset about. Okay, and
yeah,
let's change the subject to something happy was suspicious.
And then earlier, Michael had been telling TJ how lucky they were.
Uh-huh.
Right after TJ consulted with Dr. Singh, new doctor alert.
Liked that when Willow was explaining why she knew that something was up, she was smart enough to connect those dots and be yeah. like, wait, you were talking to the oncologist and that means cancer. So what are you saying?
Right.
I don't know how dangerous leukemia is whenever you're pregnant. That would automatically mean that the baby has leukemia, right?
But I don't know if that would automatically mean that the baby does too, because that was also the concern about Emma with Robin having HIV.
That's true, right? And she didn't.
So I don't think that it's an automatic.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely not.
I mean, it's not ideal to be sick with anything and be pregnant, but I just didn't know if they're going to turn around and say, because we love to cause Willow trauma, if they're going to turn around and say it's not safe for her to continue this pregnancy with
the
leukemia.
She's
going
to have to go through all that without Michael because she's not telling him.
Right.
Which that's not cool.
Oh,
but her getting that procedure right away.
I was like, for her.
Yeah.
Like, feeling her pain.
I did like how Terry and Britt explained everything.
Yes. They are good doctors.
Yes.
There's a reason that they're chiefs of staff. I don't know. She has to tell Michael. Maybe that'll be the thing that makes her tell Michael. They have to make a decision.
No, because when he said something about, you're having a lot of doctor's appointments. I don't remember Nell doing this, but then again, there was a lot she didn't tell me. So, you know, you had more tests. Was there anything? And she goes, not that needs to be mentioned.
Right.
Or not that needs to be talked about.
But maybe they haven't Because they were doing...
Because it's not definite.
Right. They were doing the... Wasn't a spinal tap, but the...
Pelvic
tap or whatever it was called.
They get it out of her bone marrow and then they'll...
To confirm. Out of her pelvic... Yes.
Yep.
To confirm whether she does or does not have it. So maybe when those results come back, they're going to have a discussion. I mean, I feel like it's going to change some of her care no matter what, because she'd have
Absolutely.
To get treatment.
Yeah.
And like, how would the
they're
treatment
gonna have to monitor her and everything
and blah, blah, blah. So she's going to have a conversation with Michael eventually about the baby, no matter what.
Yes.
And what does she just think he's not going to notice that she's going through treatment? Or she's not going to go through treatment so she can have the baby, because that sounds
and then
like
she's
that's
gonna
not
die.
Fair then. Well, Michael then does need to
listen,
start talking
listen.
To women, period.
The second that they called oncology, I was like, see, this is what I said. Willow is going to die.
No! You can survive leukemia.
Not whenever you're dating Michael.
No! We're going to have Michael be a single father to two kids because their mothers died.
Why not? Women do it.
Yes.
You would not be saying that same thing if it was a woman.
You're right, I wouldn't.
Calling you out on that.
I'm agreeing with you.
And he has way more resources than Liz. And she's killing it. Although, I was totally on her side when Finn was like, you need to be there for your kids. But then I did, his explanation was correct because he did say, no, these are the things that you have said to me. I am reminding you of the things that you have said to me.
Yes.
As why you
but
wanted
he
to get treatment.
To watch the way he was saying it, because when he first said it, she was ready to mama bear the heck out of him.
Yep.
So I'm glad that we're finally opening that door to figure out what the heck's wrong with her.
Yes.
But I don't like that we're rewriting history because now we're going to say something happened that never had happened before.
But we don't know. We don't know Liz as a child. We don't know Liz until she was 16 and we've never seen her interact with her parents. So we have zero, because I thought the same thing and I was like, oh, we're going to have to go back because we did talk about the Webbers
right,
back in our first year. But us going back and talking about Jeff Webber is completely irrelevant because we've never seen him
with Elizabeth.
With Elizabeth.
Right.
So we have
right. There's no
nothing.
Right up explanation of
no.
what
and even when
this
we
is going for.
Did Liz, the only thing we knew was that her parents sent her to go live with Graham.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that she was being a little bit too rambunctious or rowdy, like uncontrollable.
Right.
So they, you know, sent her to live with Audrey.
Yes.
That's it.
Because when your kids get too difficult, you should send them to live with someone else.
Well, they were also going to do Doctors Without Borders
I know.
And all that stuff. But then she starts hearing daddy in her head.
They really like that word this week.
Seriously.
No, but that seemed like a different.
That's the appropriate.
Yeah. Yes, that was a daddy needs help. Is daddy okay? Not inappropriate daddy. So,
yeah.
I can't wait to figure out what's going on.
I don't know. I did like that they explained what happened to the files.
Yes.
Because for a second there, I'm like, are we just going to forget about them?
Right. No one showed up with
them. I don't know why she didn't just tell Finn that she struggled with the flashback of seeing, because he was there. He knows.
Exactly.
I did like that she's like, I'm getting my steps in going on the...
Because the elevator's still broken.
But here's the thing. Okay, so we need the reason for Brando to take the stairs thing last week. I don't know. He seems like the kind of guy that might take the stairs because he's into fitness and stuff.
I agree.
He might take the stairs anyway.
I agree. But so far, no one's been trapped in the elevator and everyone's on the stairs. So I'm thinking that's why it was for. So then it ends stupidly on Friday.
We have like three more things. This is a really long episode.
Oh, God.
Chase floating in the pool.
But
he looked really tiny. Like the pool looked really tiny with him floating in it. It looked like he was swimming in a baby
kids pool.
Yep. I said he needs better neck support. Anyway, but Dante doesn't have good news that he might. But I did like he coached him. He's like, listen, you're still a cop until you turn in your badge.
Right.
Link got him a gig at the Savoy.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn says that he's more than looks.
Mm-hmm. And Dante calls her out and is like, I know what charade you guys are playing here.
Right.
But then so does Link.
Does he, though? Do you think that he's on to Brooklyn and Chase's scheme, or that he's on to his hesitancy and being reserved and stuff like that, I guess?
I don't know. He says, don't kid a kidder.
Yeah.
I thought
he didn't. There's a reason why that ended on that, though, because we're meant to be like, which way do you mean?
It just wasn't as exciting. It wasn't exciting enough to be a Friday cliffhanger. It was enough to be what's going to happen the next day, cliffhanger. But I feel like if he did know, he would be more angry. So I see where you're saying he doesn't know. But the way that he said that made me think he did.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But he's obsessed with the fact that Chase needs more polishing and more. Right. So I think that might be more the angle of,
okay,
you're just scared of changing your career. I heard you over talking with Dante that you right. still want to be a cop. Don't string me along. Like, do you actually want this?
Right.
Are you just doing this as a, because I'm not going to put all my money and resources into you and get you with K-Fed Carr, Stevie Bananas, and Topher V.E., none of whom are real people, except for K-Fed is Britney's ex. Mm-hmm. But as far as I can find, there's no K-Fed Carr. But the Mercury Lounge is a real place in New York City.
Oh, okay.
So that would be very interesting. So I don't know. But I love that Dante called out mm-hmm. Brooklyn. Is like, I can see from across the pool what you're doing.
Exactly. Which is extra good because they have been friends forever. And so yes. he's like, I've seen you pull these schemes before.
Right. And then Alexis and Gregory.
Oh, yeah. But, I'm just going to take a nap over here while you talk about them because they're boring.
So they go over the comments about his piece. So she proved that she did release it on the digital also because she was hesitant
uh-huh.
whenever he suggested that. He calls out her not commenting on the reporter that was attacked that is one of their contractors or whatever.
Right. She's like, he's not my reporter. He is an independent contractor.
But I love that she justified it with the facts they have right now are character assassination on Sasha. And Sasha is going through something. But the facts they have right now would do more damage to her.
Yes.
And not necessarily exonerate or put Smoltz in a good light. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm fine with them moving the conversation along between Alexis and him because that's what they're trying to do. But as far as being a pivotal story point, no.
Yeah. I like that he asked, why haven't you commented on this? Like, this is one of your people. He was like, you're doing this to protect. And she's like, no, I'm actually protecting her because
right.
of all of this. Like, there's nothing in this story that's good.
Right. She's so, like, I know he's a slime ball, and I'm going to wait to get the facts before I go either way with
it. And she said, like, that's the old invader. The old invader would have done that. That's not what we're trying to do. So I liked that.
Yes.
And then Cody and Britt.
Oh, that was cute.
He gave her the passport.
Mm-hmm. And I like that she was smart enough to be like, how did you know to have this? How did you know I was going to be here? Yep. What are you doing? And then he said, well, he lied and said that Lulu told him. And then Maxie told him. I have Lulu in my head now. I'm sorry. Maxie told him. And then he went into
last week he paid off the pool attendant.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that, though, that Maxie knew that she was going to be there. So she told Cody. I bought that because they had had that conversation last week and he was asking for her help with this passport thing. So that's why when he said Maxie told me.
But when did he talk to Maxie that day to know?
I don't know. I mean, it was. I just took based on the conversation they had last week that.
Maybe it was true. I took it as he has inside reporting.
He had the attendant again say it.
Like that was that was money for like the next month. I need you to send me a quick text whenever she shows up.
Okay.
So either way, he saw her. He gave her the passport. And then he said, you seem like you have boundaries and walls built up that you won't let anyone cross. And maybe if you'd give it a try, we could see where this goes. Mm-hmm. I like that it said no kids, no horses.
No kids, no horses, no slippers. Just you, me, and the adventures we can have together. Aww. And then when flipped to that next page, it says the Quartermain Stables, home sweet home. The first stop on our travels. The date wasn't perfect, but I'd like to think we got to learn about each other. And then the next page was Kelly's, my go-to when I need my caffeine fix. Maybe we can talk over a cup sometime.
Aw.
I thought that was so, so sweet. And she didn't hate it.
Mm-mm,
and she's didn't. Going to let him take her out. But yes. Spinelli's freaking out. Like, you can't do that.
Spinelli just needs to let it go. Whatever happens, happens.
But back to Sam. She's like asking him to go because Mars keeps bad books. I mean, she was doing because he wasn't paying attention.
Right.
But.
Right.
Yeah.
I would think she'd have caught on by now.
Like, oh yeah, speaking of work, what are you doing now?
Right. And especially since Maxie was like, I totally trust the society setups. Mm-hmm. I think they're a great company. Like,
yep.
That was out of character.
And couldn't he just say, I have a daughter that I have custody of. Mm-hmm. I can't really be going international. Yes, Maxie is here, but she has a lot going on right now with work and
her other two kids.
Yep. That I can't just up and leave.
Right.
So I don't know.
But no. Right. How come Dante being a single dad was reason enough to not go on assignment right. and jet set around the world, but Spinelli being a single dad isn't?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Just because he has a mom around doesn't mean that he's not just as responsible. Good job, Spinelli. Gold star for being a dad.
I didn't even think about that, that Sam was all happy about that, that mm-hmm. Dante couldn't have done that, but was asking Spinelli to do the same thing.
Yep.
Huh. And Spinelli does not have the same support system that Dante does in Port Charles.
No.
I mean, he has his family that he's made, but like...
Right. He doesn't have extended family.
Right. Good catch.
Thanks.
Okay, now that's it. But this was a really full week.
Like, it was a really full week. But I did like how it went together. Like I said, yes. I was confused by my own person, by myself. Like, where's these other episodes? Because it just went together so well.
So it's your
reality check. My week was boring. Cheer started up again. So we had to go to cheer practice a couple days this week. And yeah, I think that's like all I did this week. The kids left this morning for vacation. They're currently in Punta Cana. Having a wonderful time without me. So I'm just going to spend the next couple of days trying to enjoy that they are gone and be like productive.
Enjoy your time.
But at the same time, I will be worried about them because I feel like it's a mom thing. If the kids aren't with you, you're worried about if mm-hmm. they're being taken care of correctly. So
mine are also gone. They left today and they're not going anywhere other than to their dad's house. And it's still, okay, don't forget, mm-hmm. you know, and it's, because I try not to impede on...
Right? Right. Uh-huh. It's dad time. They are just as capable as we are, but somehow...
I still get the phone calls for the questions, and I'm like, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. My text this morning to everyone was sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. Don't forget. Because Madeline... Not that everyone shouldn't use sunscreen, but Madeline is pale as can be, and I just do not want to see her burnt to a crisp. So...
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really boring. Maybe next week I'll have all kind of fun things to talk about because I'll have lived it up this week once that I was kid-free.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. As you're checking your calendar to yep. see what you did fun this week.
Well, so my daughter finished that program.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Eaton Park Cookie Factory.
Oh, yeah.
But my daughter brought me I don't know if they got to make them.
Okay.
Or pick specific ones because the ones she got me had clear sprinkles on it with purple icing. And I'm like, you got me a sparkly purple That's smiley face sweet. Cookie. Like, that is so me.
Yes.
Thank you. And I mean, she got one for everyone.
Aww.
But she did really, really well and talked to the people at the program and they were just saying, so they also, what else did they do? They went to this place called BizTown, which is their junior achievement. And basically it's like a little economy.
Okay.
But it involves like the kids and everything. And I forget what they did, but at some point she wound up being a DJ.
Oh.
And she like loved it. So I think after that music camp.
Yeah.
And then now this, I'm like, all right, we need to get that girl into music somehow. Mm-hmm. And I started looking at programs. So I think we're going to try to figure out there is a place that's probably only about 20 minutes away that they specifically work with autistic youth
and nice. Young adults
to get them involved in music. So yeah.
Very nice.
And then one of my friends had their bebe this week. I have another one that's due at the end of the month, but I'm convinced she's going to go soon. So yeah, just lots of good things.
Yay, babies.
And just work. I'm like, I'm flipping through and I'm just like, yeah, just a lot of same old, other than the kids are going with their dad for a week today. And then when they get back the following weekend, we take my son back to school and I'm not ready for that. So
does your daughter start school early this year?
24th.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
As early as you guys are.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, not really a lot going on here either.
Mm-mm.
I have a feeling next week's going to be even more boring because I'm going to be like, I did nothing then work.
I'll try to be exciting this week just for you guys.
Yeah. Cause we're supposed to have more thunderstorms throughout the week. So it's not even like I'm going to be able to spend much time. Maybe I'll get the house cleaned. I don't know. Maybe it'll get reorganized. Who knows? I have such an exciting
life. I was going to say, that's not going to be mine because I'll say I'll do that and it won't happen. So,
yes. Yeah. So join us on Thursday as we talk with another fan, Teresa Lupo,
yay,
about her general hospital journey.
I like that. So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.